From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting new information from London on a stabbing attack there in a park. A teenager of Somali origin is suspected of going on a knife rampage through London's tourist hub of Russell Square, killing an American woman and injuring five other people, according to police. The London police force sent extra officers into city streets and mobilized counter-terror detectives, but said the investigation suggested mental illness was the driving force behind the attack. BOA's Luis Ramirez is in London with more on the man believed to be the attacker.
We know that he is a Norwegian national of Somali origin. The police held this man overnight, and he was hospitalized. He was also wounded in the incident, and he has been discharged from the hospital.
The attack came just days after authorities warned the British public to be vigilant in light of attacks inspired by the Islamic State group elsewhere in Europe. Metropolitan Police Assistant Commissioner Mark Raleigh said the investigation increasingly points to this tragic incident as having been triggered by mental health issues. Raleigh said, so far, we have found no evidence of radicalization or anything that would suggest the man in our custody was motivated by terrorism. The name of the dead woman, thought to be in her 60s, has not been released. Raleigh said the five injured are British, American, Israeli, and Australian, and none has life-threatening injuries. Two remain hospitalized. Three others have been discharged. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has vowed to target businesses with suspected links to the U.S.-based cleric he is accused of masterminding a failed coup attempt last month. This is VOA News. On the U.S. political scene, Republicans' frustration with Donald Trump reached new heights Wednesday as party leaders on Capitol Hill and inside New York's Trump Tower scrambled to persuade their presidential nominee to abandon decisive tactics that have triggered sinking poll numbers and low morale. Party chairman Reince Priebus appealed to the New York billionaire's adult children to help amid new signs of a campaign in trouble. Trump's operation has been beset by internal discord, including growing concern about general election preparedness and a lack of support from Republican leaders, according to two people familiar with the organization's inner workings. One of those people said Trump privately blames his own staff for failing to quiet the backlash from his own party after he criticized an American Muslim family whose son, a U.S. Army captain, was killed in Iraq. That reporting from AP. Trump on Wednesday dismissed suggestions that the GOP frustration was hurting his campaign. Trump blamed the media. So dishonest, he said, for growing criticism of his recent statements and his unwillingness to accept guidance from senior advisors. Hurricane Earl has made landfall near Belize City as it continues to move west from the Caribbean Sea. The U.S. National Hurricane Center in Miami says the Category 1 storm reached Central America with winds of 130 kilometers per hour. Hurricane warnings are in effect for Puerto Costa Maya, Mexico, southward to the Belize-Guatemala border, while a tropical storm warning remains in effect for parts of Mexico's eastern coast. The Hurricane Center says some areas can expect 40 centimeters of rain and life-threatening flash floods, mudslides, and damaging waves. Authorities in the southeastern Mexican coastal state of Quintana Roo, located north of Earl's predicted path, have evacuated residents and housed them in emergency shelters due to fears of flooding. Earl is expected to weaken as it moves across central or northern Belize and then over southern Mexico or northern Guatemala over the next several hours. A senior employee of the international aid group World Vision in the Gaza Strip siphoned off millions of dollars of the charity's funds and transferred them to the Islamic militant group Hamas, assisting it in building tunnels and purchasing arms. That according to Israel's internal security agency. The Shin Bet said Mohammed al-Halabi established a systemic and sophisticated mechanism to divert up to $50 million over the years to the group, which rules Gaza, creating what they call fictitious humanitarian projects and doctoring inflated receipts in order to get the funds to Hamas. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.